Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Political tension is rising in Thailand as thousands of anti-government protesters have taken to the streets in recent days, and government supporters organized demonstrations of their own. The street rallies escalated as anti-government protesters marched on several government ministries, media outlets, and police buildings. So far, while boisterous, all rallies have been peaceful. The United States is concerned about the protests and is following the situation closely. We urge all sides to refrain from violence, exercise restraint, and respect the rule of law. Protests erupted earlier this month when the government of Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat introduced legislation in Parliament to grant a blanket amnesty for everyone involved in Thailand's political conflicts of recent years. The bill was defeated in the Thai Senate amid charges that it was primarily aimed at dismissing corruption charges against the Prime Minister's brother, Thaksin Shinawat, who fled the country to avoid a jail term. Tensions rose further when the government proposed changing the Senate's makeup to an all-elected body, and the measure was struck down by the country's constitutional court. Clashes between Thailand's two major political blocs resulted in a state of emergency in 2008. Protesters briefly seized Bangkok's international airport, interrupting trade and seriously hurting tourism. We call upon all sides to uphold international norms that guarantee freedom of the press and the safety of journalists. The United States firmly believes all parties should work together to resolve differences through peaceful dialogue in ways that strengthen democracy and the rule of law. As longtime friends of Thailand, we strongly support the Thai nation and its people during this period.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.